Hello?
Hi, Jonathan. It's Nadine.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Is this still a good time for you?
Yep, yeah, I'm all ears.
Okay, awesome. Did you by chance look at the email I sent?
Briefly, but
okay.
When I looked it over, it looked like when it's pay-as-you-go lead, or what is that? Click lead?
Let me, no, it's not pay-per-click, so I'll explain how it all works. So Google Guaranteed is this program that Google had created where you pay for the lead, but the lead is going to be a phone call. It's an actual call that comes to you. You're not going to share it with anyone. This is nothing like if you've ever used an Angie's Leads or a Thumbtack Leads type of service.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. It's still a direct call to you from the potential prospect. Okay? So you'll see them. Google Guaranteed is at the very top of the page with the check mark that says sponsored Google Guaranteed. Underneath of that is the Google Ads and then the local map. Okay? So
okay.
For Google Guaranteed, there are requirements because Google, you know, it's almost as if like I say Google guarantees your work when you get approved with it. Okay. So what they require is for you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which I saw you had 13. So great job on that, by the way. They also require a background check. They go back 7 years. They just want to make sure you don't have any felonies. They don't look at your credit or misdemeanors. Okay. Now,
okay.
They do require, depending on the industry and where you're located, they might require both license and insurance or one or the other. Okay?
Yeah, so where we're located, I have my license, but there's no license requirement.
Yeah, there's nothing required for that.
This county.
Yeah.
But I still have mine. I have a Putnam Mall, but there's not one in Dutchess or Olson. But
yeah.
I did that because when you do some of the bank jobs, they still ask for license numbers. They still ask for it. They don't understand the bank said this isn't a certain part of New York where it doesn't exist. So I ended up getting the Putnam one just because of that.
You're like, just for that reason. Yeah. And that's okay. Cause with Google Guaranteed, they're not requiring a license. They just want you to carry a $250,000 general liability insurance.
Yeah. I already have all that. Yep.
And they're not even asking you to endorse them. They just want to know that you have that. Okay. So this program, there's a one-time $250 application fee. I send you the application. You fill it out, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, Jonathan, the approval, I'm always going to give you the timeline anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks. However, it's also going to determine on how quickly you submit the application and respond to your background check. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once you get approved, we're going to call you to notify you and then to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay?
Yeah, now, how does it work with the pay again? So I can fully understand this.
Yes, and that's what I'm going to go over with you right now. So, let's say, I'm going to give you an example, right? You got approved today. We called you. We're like, hey, you've been approved, Jonathan. And you're like, you know what? Activate the leads right now. So to activate the leads, it's a minimum monthly budget of $936. Okay? Now that is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. The leads are $72. So you got this budget sitting on your account, the $936. When a lead comes in, it's going to deduct the $72. Okay? The kicker on it is, let's say someone called you, oh, can you come out and repair my toilet? That's outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. Okay?
So I would have to call and then...
Nope. You don't even have to call because Google's going to assign this tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, and they have an AI system set up. But remember, we're also monitoring it. So the AI system is set up to identify what's qualified and what's not. But if one slipped through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google immediately on your behalf. So you don't have to call in and be saved.
The other thing is for the budget, is there a certain budget that you need in it?
$936. Okay. Now,
Let me that
explain
per
how
month
it works.
Or
no, I'm going to explain to you how it works. We always want you to have the 936 in your budget, right? So let's say the first month you activate your leads, but you only got one lead. Okay. Well, you have a balance that's sitting there, right? That what remaining budget is going to roll over to the next month. Okay. So now that following month, you're only going to pay $72 because you're actually paying for the lead that you received the month before to get your budget back to the 936. Does that make sense?
Yes, so no matter what, you got to have a balance of 936.
Yes, we want
you
to have 936. Yes, correct. Now, if someone's calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring or outside of your services that are not listed on your profile, unqualified leads credited back. What they would consider a qualified lead is if you gave pricing over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is a qualified lead.
Okay.
Depending on how many leads you receive in that
month. So this is all recorded then, so you guys know.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you could see
all right, so
everything.
If I say, okay, well, yeah, so mm-hmm. if they call for a job, oh, this is for yada, yada, yada. This isn't for a job. This is only for
it isn't for something. Yeah, for they're calling you and saying, yep. Hey, are you looking to hire anybody? We're going to know
because those calls are going to be recorded. So they're calling through a third-party line then.
They're calling through a tracking number that's linked to your phone. So it's not like your actual physical phone number that's showing because that's how they're able to track the call. Okay. Now, let's say you're going on vacation. Okay. Or you're on a project and man, you're slammed for 3 weeks. You're like, I can't take leads right now. You call us and you say, shut off my leads. We shut them off. We don't turn the leads back on. Yeah, you
call
just call local
Splash.
Yeah, because you'll have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account.
So it's no different than the Angie's besides you guys are working with Google.
Well, the difference is
For the most part. And you have to have an account balance.
Yes. And with us, the thing is that it's still going to be a direct call. And what's left over in your budget rolls over to the next month. But with Angie's, I mean, I understand what you're saying, like, because you're having to call us to shut them off, right? To pause it.
Well, call you shut it off, and with them, you call versus them calling you. Yeah.
Right.
So it's just a direct opposite and then a certain balance.
Yes. And then what I love about this program is because let's say you paused them, right, and you had only gotten two leads. Well, when you call us back to say, hey, can you go ahead and turn them back on, even if it was a month later or 2 months later, it's going to pick up where it left off, okay, to take – from the remaining budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, now I got to replenish again. You know what I mean? But this Google guaranteed is going to allow you to target wherever your insurance covers you. Okay? So specifically Google created this program because of everything that they were hearing about the Angie's leads, the Thumbtack leads, you know, and people were just like, I don't even talk to anybody. And or they're calling me I'm calling them and they've already hired someone 2 months ago to do the job and I'm still being charged for it. And I got to constantly be on the phone with Angie's telling them credit me. I mean, I even talked to one guy who told me he had 6 credits and then they cut him off and said, well, you reached your limit. Well, how do you figure? Like, how do you reach a limit? If it's not a legitimate lead, why should I still be charged for it? Right.
Yeah,
so
you would have
Google
to call
them
and speak with them.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, this guy told me he got cut off after 6, and he's like, and these were legitimately leads that weren't qualified, you know. And I don't say it to badmouth Angie's. I don't work like that. You know what I mean? It's just explaining what
I know about everything. I've been doing this long enough, so I already know about every industry.
Probably tried everything in the book, right?
Yeah, but I've done the Google Direct, too. Even that wasn't even the best.
Yeah. Yeah. And so with Google Guaranteed, you know, I'll tell you this, Jonathan, in my opinion, I feel, you know, Google Guaranteed, I'll tell you, it's not available to everybody for every industry. I mean, they're still working on opening up for other industries, but it's definitely one of Google's better products.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
yeah. So one
you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So once you send it over to me, I'll fill that out.
Okay. The $250, Jonathan, I don't know if we're using the same card that we have on file. It actually only shows me that it's a MasterCard that ends with 3236.
Yeah, same one.
Okay. And then just a couple, how long do you think you need to fill out the application? I just need to do a couple of notes on here for my tech.
Should I have it done by tomorrow?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it shouldn't take me that long
so
to fill it out.
Do you want your client interview with the technician? It's like a 30-minute interview tomorrow. Do you want it like towards, like, I don't know, in the evening?
That might have to be Friday. I'm going to be running around all over. I don't know if I'm going to have
Okay, what about Friday? Does Friday work for you for the client interview? You let me know what time works, and I'll tell you what I have on the calendar that's available.
Yeah, if we could shoot for, can they do 5 p.m. or no?
Let me take a look, because we're 3 hours behind you. Yes, I can do a 5 p.m.
Okay,
let me do this. I just need, like, maybe 3 minutes. So we can do these quick notes, and then I'm going to send you your receipt, too. When you're filling out your application, okay, there's going to be a portion that's going to ask you how many employees, okay? Now, when it's asking you how many employees, that means people who are face-to-face doing the bidding and collecting the money from your clients. I'm assuming that is only you, right?
Correct.
Okay, so when it asks you about your employees, you're going to put zero. And then when it's asking you the information about the employees, you're just going to put N/A, not applicable, okay? Because we don't want them running a background check on anyone else. It's just you, okay?
Yeah.
And then you can also notate, or you could do that during the client interview and just say, like, these are the areas I want to target, okay? Let me do this here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you the application. There is a part that's going to ask you what's your minimum monthly budget, and I'll put that in the email as well. Now, when we call you on Friday, we're going to call you from the 877 number. So, you know, as usual, just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason, they'll call you between 5 and 5:30, okay? If for some reason you need to reschedule it, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? They will call you right back. Okay? This application fee is a one-time. You will never pay that fee again. You do have a state driver's license or identification or a passport, correct?
Yep.
Okay. There's two different companies that Google uses to run your background check. One is called Pinkerton and the other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is that's going to run the background, we're going to notify you because you need a reply to either the text or email. One might ask you, send a front and back copy of your driver's license to identify it's you. The other one might say, follow the steps, name, a birth date, social, because, again, they're identifying it's you, but we will let you know who it is prior. Okay. Now, I have your hours of operation are 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, let me see here. And then I know you got your certificate of liability insurance. We only need the copy of it, and we give you an example on that application. Okay, so that way you know which paper it is. Also, once you get approved, our team's going to call you to notify you of the approval. Okay, Google will also let us know, too, if you as well qualify for what they call max bidding. What that would mean, Jonathan, like if you chose that, hey, I want to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be one of the closest ones to the top, you can, but Google has to notify us if you even qualify for that, okay? If your leads, you pause them, your profile will not disappear. It'll just kind of go towards the bottom, but you'll still be visible, and you could possibly still get a call to your regular phone number. Okay. The other thing is as well, okay, I got that. I sent you your receipt. I'm going to also be sending you the email and then with the application for you to fill out. If you have any questions at all, okay, you have my contact information, call me. and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions prior to Friday. I do want to be transparent with you. I'm actually going out of town. I won't be here Thursday and Friday, so I won't be the one to introduce you, but I'm here until 7 o'clock your time. If you have any questions at all about that application, okay, let me just send you my info, too, just so that you have it. Okay. And then, yep, that's about it. We got everything else situated here. I got the notes. Any other questions for me before I let you get back to work?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, I'm super excited for you, Jonathan. And,
yeah,
I look forward and excited for you about this. But remember, I'm here until 7 if you still need to reach me for anything, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You are so welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.